Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com and this is your weekly forecast for March 6th through the 12th of 2022. So this week kicks off on Sunday with some very big activations of Venus conjuncting Mars, this initiation we've been talking about because they got together about 2 or 3 weeks ago in Capricorn, February 16th. And now on this day, they both enter Aquarius and connect with each other. So we're going to talk about a few more details on what that might mean. But in general, usually Venus will hit Mars once and be done with it. They start a new cycle and keep it moving. But this retrograde where she lingered in Capricorn has had them having to renegotiate just like we are. But overall, the idea is to get to this new beginning, right? So this is our primary sacred feminine and masculine energies merging in a potent way, arousing a need to cultivate powerful relationship, whether that is a physical sexual connection with one or relating and socializing with many. There is a strong need for validation from others, approval on one level, and affection on another level, in a way that we usually do okay on our own, but with this one, you just crave human contact of some sort. If you are not in relationship mode or interacting with human beings at this time, this energy can also activate your artistic nature. This is the perfect time to create something, project or relationship, that is seeded by a deep, authentic love and passion for life. So I do have a little note in here. The first conjunction was February 16th, happened in Capricorn, suggesting that the reset is happening there in our fundamentals. So that with this second conjunction, March 6th at zero Aquarius, we can really initiate the new cycle of conscious equal partnership within and with others. We are beginning a new cycle of standing in the truth of our own individual journey while honoring and contributing that to the collective narrative unfolding at this time. So deep breath. Mars will be in Aquarius until April 14th. And Venus will be in Aquarius until April 5th. So Mars is in a process, working its way toward a retrograde in Gemini by the end of the year. So every stop on its way is an important evolution, as well as preparation for that. In Aquarius, it is time to think outside the box. Shift your focus in order to find a creative solution or alternative direction. This is when you become focused on freedom, independence, and sovereignty. If Mars in Capricorn desires structure and stability, then Mars in Aquarius wants it to be a flexible structure and fluid stability because it has to be free on the most fundamental level. This is a great time to play with radically different ideas, thoughts, and concepts as you will overflow with new ideas. So be sure to take notes so that when time permits, you can actually do them. The passion behind your ideas will push things along, getting you closer to success, getting you fired up. But just keep in mind the natural flow and don't try to force things. You may even have an idea that inspires others. This energy tends to make you move fast, think fast, and make decisions on the spot. When you follow your intuition, you strengthen it so that even when you miss the mark, you always learn something. This energy is great for experimenting without attachment to outcome. Any ideas begun at this time may soon affect the globe in some way, so be innovative and progressive with your choices and decisions. Do something different. Deep breath. Venus in Aquarius says, if Venus in Capricorn is your conservative, dignified inner leader self, then when she's in Aquarius, she is embodying that inner visionary who joyfully and generously shares her unusual insight, deep wisdom, and radical ideas of human harmony that is possible if we cultivate it. Venus in Aquarius requires sovereignty and freedom in both her personal and professional relationships, so this is our chance to check in to see how that is going for us as individuals. This is a time to allow your deep feminine wisdom to surface to guide you about the future of your relationships and finances. Venus in Aquarius activates an upgrade in your own self-value, self-worth, self-love, and self-knowledge. It's the ability to cultivate your own unique genius and share your individual light with the rest of the world without losing your true self in the process. We have permission to withdraw complicity from all relationships or agreements which keep us small, stifled, or imprisoned in any way. We are encouraged to connect with others who are a vibratory match, meaning that they share your values and priorities and want to work together as a couple or community. The shadow of Venus in Aquarius is to attach all value to humanity, the collective, the world, or the planet, never taking the time to develop the self or cultivate a true personal connection with any one human. It's detachment from the true essence of what prompts us to want to create a better world in the first place. We can get so busy creating it that we forget to live it in the moment. Activate your inner visionary and reorganize your values and priorities so that they reflect more authenticity, integrity, and the real you. Deep breath. That's March 6th. Then we jump to the 9th, which is Wednesday, when Mercury will enter Pisces until March 27th. Mercury in Pisces activates our imaginations for better or worse. Remember that using your imagination to imagine the worst-case scenarios is a poor use of this powerful gift. The imagination is another way that your soul talks to you. And when anything is moving through Pisces, especially the messenger who moves freely between realms, we have access to some potent creativity and new visions for the future. Take advantage of this energy to clarify what new vision you want to step into as we move into the spring of 2022. If you imagine doom and gloom, it is more likely to manifest. If you imagine breakthroughs with relationships and resources, then you will create more of that. This time in Pisces is going to have its own additional caveats. Your intuition and imagination will be involved, like I said, for better or worse. So try to connect fluid language with vivid imagery, the Pisces way. Keep in mind, nothing is linear or logical about Mercury in Pisces. This is all spirit or otherworldly. So any spiritual healing work is tremendously supported by this energy. Check in with your own beliefs, dreams, and fears, and make time to be in nature under the sky. That always gives the monkey mind a break. But especially during Pisces time each year, we are supposed to be dreaming up the action plan that we will execute throughout Aries Taurus time. And don't forget, the best thing about this energy is that it is totally easier to commune with your angels, ancestors, and animal spirit guides when the planet of communication is in the sign of other realms, dreams, and mysticism. It's the best time for divinations and consulting with your personal counsel to find out what will be supported throughout the rest of this year. And of course, if you need any help with that, reach out. Last on our list is the 10th, which is Thursday. Vesta is going to enter Aquarius and Pisces and won't enter Aries until February 7th of 2023. Okay? It's going to retrograde and linger going back and forth between Aquarius and Pisces. So I have to say both, because Vesta is going to retrograde, lingering in this area all year. So see exact dates below. But suffice it to say that 3 out of the 8 plus months she will be in Pisces, and the other 5 months is reviewing the Aquarius zone. So let's look at them individually and see what it might mean when they do this dance. In Aquarius, Vesta is super focused on freedom, independence, and sovereignty, almost at the expense of deeper connections with others. In this place, she is the ultimate humanitarian, and she can also be a true free spirit who can be intimate without the chains of commitment, demands, or expectations. Vesta in Pisces is more of a dreamer, the artist who can convey the deepest meaning through any medium of expression. In Pisces, it is easier to get carried away with your visions and dreams, and there is a tendency to need better boundaries and good systems in place so that you can determine the necessary steps for manifesting those dreams. These dynamics are very different from each other, so we will experience this back and forth between feeling free and sovereign, but also of being one with all life. Ultimately, I think it will be a good review that helps us all recalibrate those very dynamics. How much freedom and how much unity do you need as an individual? There's something to contemplate and meditate on. So Vesta enters Aquarius March 10th, enters Pisces May 24th, retrogrades in Pisces July 7th. It's still retrograde as it re-enters Aquarius August 21st, goes direct at 22 Aquarius October 5th, direct it re-enters Pisces November 20th, and doesn't enter Aries until February 7th of 2023. So from March 10th all the way to February 7th, which is 11 months. That's almost a whole year. It's spending all this time back and forth between Aquarius and Pisces. So if you have a zone activated in there, like many of us do, then this is where the focus will be when Vesta's there and lingering there, rewiring things so that you can get basically reconnected within, because Vesta's what's sacred to you, the individual. So this is a real private reset that we can use in our Aquarius Pisces departments. It's deep. So looking at those houses of where those signs fall for you, and then asking yourself what is sacred about those areas of life, and then asking yourself what kind of upgrade is necessary to those areas of life so that you could continue on a sacred path in that way. So that is our forecast for the week. It is pretty dominated by Venus and Mars, masculine and feminine coming together. These other two moving into new signs. That's a lot of energy moving into new areas, awakening new zones in our lives. So start to feel some of that different stuff coming up as the week gets underway and as we start speeding towards spring. This is the womb of development, the vision that we're cultivating and playing with while it's still malleable and flexible and hasn't solidified into anything yet. But it is the seedling of what we want solid by the end of this year. So this is good energetic support this week for getting personal and going a little deeper to figure out what you need and want in the very near future. And then think a little bit of long term as well. Do some short term and long term goals this week. Dream a little. Expand your vision. Think outside the box. Really walk down the roads of other things, other ways of doing things, I should say, and see how it feels. You know, you don't have to actually do it, but just sort of imagine and walk yourself through some of the visions that you've had. Because I'll tell you, I do that all the time. And a lot of times when I walk through a whole vision the whole way, you find the little bumps in the road that you're like, wait a minute, this might not be the way I want to go. So when we don't do that and we just make those snap decisions and we're thinking too fast, processing too fast and jumping on things for whatever reason, if we're afraid we're going to miss out on something else or this is the last opportunity we're going to have, that's not true. Spirit is infinite and all you have to do is open up for other ways to be open to you. So trust. And get out in nature if you can, because that's the other thing. This energy will be really helpful if you can have a clear head as you do these visions, or maybe check in with your guides and do some divinations, or reach out if you want some help about where you're at in your cycles. Of course, I'm happy to help with that too. And I've got several other kinds of readings. There's goddess readings and there's seasonal readings, and then I've got a bunch of different tarot decks and things like that. So feel free to reach out if you need to, and I hope you have a fantastic week. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off.